Hi there. The word for you today is on God's will for you. In Psalm 40 verse 8 we read, I delight to do your will, O my God. In discovering and doing God's will for your life, you've got to come to terms with what you think you should be. Comparison kills spiritual growth. For example, the mother of three young children hears her pastor preach about Christians who rise at dawn every day to spend an hour of quiet time with God. Now the fact is, she'd love an hour of quiet time any time, but her kids won't cooperate. So what she takes away from the sermon is that she doesn't measure up as a Christian. In essence, she's practicing what you could call, quote, spirituality by comparison, and living under a cloud of guilt as a result. It doesn't occur to her that the love she expresses for her children counts with God as a spiritual activity, or that she may be serving God more faithfully than somebody who neglects their family in order to have that quiet time with God every morning. Here's another example. A gregarious, spontaneous husband is married to a woman who enjoys solitude. It comes easy to her. Nevertheless, he feels like he's a failure when it comes to prayer because he doesn't enjoy being alone the way his wife does. He doesn't consider that his joy and willingness in serving others counts with God, or that the degree to which he loves others is shaping his soul and delighting God. The word should is an important word, but when it comes to spiritual growth, God doesn't want you to obey him just because you should. Mm-mm. He designed you to want his plan for your life, to get to the place where you can say with the psalmist, I delight to do your will, O my God. Think about it.